This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, this is Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. We are wrapping up 2023, and I want to talk about living your best life. But before I jump into more details around that, I want to talk about a couple of transits, planetary and energy sources that are happening that are really driving this point. When we look at December and wrapping up 2023, I want to start with Mercury. Mercury will be retrograde from December 13th, 2023 to January 1st, 2024. So we're ending 2023 and starting 2024 with Mercury retrograde, and it begins in Capricorn and then moves to Sagittarius on December 23rd. So that Capricorn archetype is I use and how we use things in our lives, our skills, our gifts. And then that movement to Sagittarius reminds us of what we aim for. So how we use or how we believe we're using our gifts might not be what we're aiming for. So this energy is going to draw attention to those areas of our life that we need to maybe redirect or realign what we're aiming for. This is the last Mercury retrograde impacting Capricorn, who's been impacted for a few years. This can help us finish and release. And this is especially helpful since Pluto is also at the end of Capricorn, its Capricorn cycle. Issues around our goals, our life path, our direction and responsibilities, as well as with countries, leaders, governments, and institutions can find the energies escalating, but it also means it can reach a climax and an endpoint and the opportunity for a new beginning. We're ready to pivot to something else, and that's the energy of Aquarius. Now, this is the first Mercury retrograde impacting Sagittarius for some time, and Mercury retrogrades are moving to fire signs in 2024. That simply means that there's going to be more fire, more push, more energy to all of the Mercury retrogrades that we experience in 2024. This brings out issues around having enough space and opportunities for what we want. And we may push too much to get it. It's going to bring fire around communication, transportation, travel, and certainly some technology. Our beliefs may be central to our reasons why, but we may be narrow-minded in this pursuit and need to open our minds to change, to opportunity, to what's being shown to us. There can also be difficulties with travel, learning, and the law anytime that an energy is in the space of Sagittarius. This, however, would be an excellent time for relearning, reteaching, revising, and revisiting. It can also be good for tackling blocks, roadblocks that have been in the way of us seeing a bigger picture. 2023 was immensely challenging for many people, many endings, closure, losses. And I talk about the transits of December because wrapping up 2023 includes reflection on our life, the reflection of the year, what went well, what didn't go well, what did we experience as a loss, and certainly what did we gain? People that left our life and those people that entered, opportunities we took, and opportunities that we feel passed us by. This is a time of reflection. This is a time of reflecting for the purpose of learning and really not reflection for judging ourselves. It's a time of truth and purity, and for those in the Northern Hemisphere, we are reminded of the winter season with snow and our tie to our past and our ancestors. It's a time of learning, lessons, and clearing. It's a quiet time. It's darker. We have less hours of daylight. And the questions I dance with as I look forward to the planetary influences of 2024, as I look at numerology and astrology, and I spend time channeling from the wisdom keepers of the universe, and they continue to talk about our path, our journey, and certainly our evolution. What might we be looking at now that we can use that can help us carry forward from now, this month of December, to January, and for the whole year of 2024. And the question that keeps coming up anytime I find myself in a moment of channeling is, are you living your best life? That's the question the universe asks us. What might that be if you were living your best life? If you believed this is my best life, what would it look like? Are there changes you'd make? Things that you would start doing or things that you would stop doing? Places you'd go? People you would seek out? Or people you would move away from? Would you begin things or end things? Would you seek out a new place to live, a new career, more education? Would you know what those things are that you need or want or desire to live a best life? Have you taken time to reflect on these things? I know this is a lot of questions, but the bigger question is, how well do you know yourself? The universe is delivering to you the opportunity for change. And how well do you know where you are and how those changes might impact you? Do you live longing for something different, or do you live your life making do with where you are? Or are you living your best life and you love it? Everything is as you want. The other planetary influence I want to talk about is that now that the nodes have moved into the signs of identity, Aries and Libra, we are asked to find a balance between who we are as individuals and our relationships and our social networks. With the South Node in Libra, for some long partnerships and alliances, those may come to an end, or you may have found a lot of endings in 2023, and there still might be endings that are ahead. The North Node in Aries will ask us to find our unique voice and motivations, to set boundaries, fight or drive forward for our individual goals, and find new ways to express ourselves. What we want in life and how we experience life is changing. Our emotions around how we experience life is changing. Our beliefs and our processes and how we approach life is changing. What we expect, what we desire, what we long for is shifting as our worldview changes. In channeling, they pose the question that what if humans were told that their best life is yet to come? Would you first think of doubting that statement? Your best life is yet to come. Would you be in denial, or would you believe that statement? Would you dream about then what that is? Would you look for something different? Would you ask questions based on doubt, looking for proof to this statement? Or would you just believe? How might you approach life differently? Living it as if you're proving that that statement is false each day and that you're not living your best life, or that your best life is not coming? Or would you look for that? It's a pondering thought. And as I was channeling, I asked the guides why this twist in thought. Why would we not believe we're living our best life now? And as I sat in meditation, I heard from the guides the message that most humans are very afraid to live, so afraid of failing that they would also be afraid to succeed. So my question back to them was, how can we remove this fear? And why are we afraid to live? How or where can we find the bravery or courage that we need in this lifetime to make changes in our personal energy bodies, to make changes in our mental thoughts, our beliefs, and the practices that we live by, to make changes in our emotional body so that we trust that our compass will lead us where we need to go, and that our mental practices and our processes and how we live each day will support our journey? What else can we do to trust that we're never alone and that the universe supports us and keeps us safe? And of course, Archangel Michael pops in. I could feel the heat of his energy and the fire in his messages. And the message was that humans waste far too much energy in the space of fear, when if that were intently focused on action and movement to what could create the best life for us, we prove to ourselves that it can't be done. We fail at just trusting. We fail at that we're deserving to have that best life. We use our undirected, unresolved fear to slow us down or cripple us during times that we could use that energy to move us forward. And in that time that we use that unresolved fear energy, we lose track of what the original version or the vision of our passion was. We become so encrusted in layers that we create more work for ourselves in peeling away those layers of fear and having to go back and heal them versus never letting them build up in the first place. Oh my gosh, that's so brilliant. Being able to recognize ourselves, to recognize self-sabotage and patterns and behaviors that create the chaos and create the derailment for ourselves. We do it to ourselves. We allow others to do it to us also. And then we hide in our own energy and we believe we can't have our best lives ever. And we give up. We become stagnant. And the energy that we're in December and moving us forward is exciting energy. It's meant to propel us forward so that we can live our best lives ever. And even now as I'm talking, I can feel the passion that Archangel Michael is delivering and wanting us to experience here on Earth, knowing that between December 12th and December 21st is an excellent time for us to release energies. We may become busy with the holiday season, but Spirit somehow always finds a way to help us slow our pace so that we can focus on ourselves, to focus within, to focus on the things that are important, to live our best life ever. I know this is a 9-day span, and I always say, what about the 12 days of Christmas? And in some cultures, there are 12 days of blessings, which may be a simple reminder to focus on the energy at that moment. I see this period as 12 days of gratitude and blessings of all that is and all that's possible. It's 12 days to just simply adopt a practice of setting your focus on living the best life ever. And then we have this new moon in Sagittarius on December 12th that will remind many of what to aim for. There are also some significant planetary transitions happening this time of year where we can use this energy, the force of this energy. We've had so many solar flares that are propelling new information and new energy towards us in order for the old stuff to shake to the surface to be released, to allow us to see something different to aim for. We know the strength of 2024 will provide numerous transitions that will help us to move along on our journey and celebrate the growth of our inner light and to move us forward on living the best life ever. You can have the best life ever each and every day. The winter solstice on December 21st, that's the midpoint of winter. It's the shortest day of daylight and the longest point of darkness. It's a reminder that we too have shadow energy, and there are times that we experience our own personal shadow, and that is all right. Shadow helps us see also where the light is. Without darkness, we can't see light. Without light, we can't see darkness. We have to have both, but it's in that balance. And that south node of Libra reminds us to be in that time of balance. It's here at this time, December 21st, the world is very still and the land becomes dormant, much like what happens within us when we go through those dormant cycles, where we go through those times of quietness, and it's an opportunity to contemplate a season past or the season that was, and then to look ahead to the season that's yet to come. It's not to skip ahead to the season that's ahead. It's to be present with where we are, contemplate, learn. Take this as an opportunity to assess where you are. Like when the earth goes dormant, internal growth remains. Those are the things that we should nurture, those things that we decide to take forward. And this time of year also helps us hold a vigil on intent. Various festivals of light are celebrated and have been for thousands of years, serving as a reminder that the light will indeed return after the darkest day on December 21st, because the next day we start to gain lightness. Ceremonies and events of many cultures use fire as a sacred element. The purpose was to allow it to burn for the night, to burn off one's dross or rubbish, the stuff that we no longer need, thus revealing our gold, our golden light. And in some cultures, it is deliberate, intense, an intentful night of dancing, drumming, rattling, chanting, meditating, healing, and holding space for this light. It is a time for us to remember to share our light. So if you're one that puts up Christmas lights or lights candles at this time of year, It's also a reminder of your light, the internal flame that you have, that you share. And when you turn those lights on, others see your light also. And perhaps December 31st, the celebration of New Year's, mimics this tradition of lights. It helps us ring in the new year and send out the old. But really, in an energetic standpoint, it's a time to reflect on the past while welcoming hope for the new year. And Archangel Michael reminds me to say it's about carrying the flame, the fire, the courage, to be aware of the light that carries you forward on your journey path. And we forget sometimes that we are light. And when we need light, we only need to remember to turn ours on brighter. So in December, as many are experiencing a final push of inward work, we can also be reminded of our perception of perfection. We're always perfect. Though we might not feel at our best at times, we're experiencing all we need for our particular journey. On December 27th, we'll feel the energy of the emotional full moon in Cancer and reflect on our past, present, and future. The energy is sourcing those thoughts. It's giving us ground to reflect and decide what was good, what was not good, where do we want to nurture. This month, you will feel the energy of the holiday season. You will feel the additional pulses of the solar flares, the light of the galactic center, the planetary rotations and energy. You will feel the internal call to evolve. And you can look at it as it's hard, it's painful, it's weighing me down, or you can look at it, this is the light, this is the opportunity the universe is giving to me to seek out my best life ever. You may hear yourself say, I'm exhausted with all these people's energies and the chaos around me. You might say, you're empathetic and it's hard for you to be around so much energy all the time. You may even say you feel exhausted and low energy and even judge yourself that you're feeling lazy. Then I would just say, I don't think that you're lazy. I don't know that you're exhausted. You may just be overloaded with this energy. It's like circuit overload and you blow a fuse. And if you don't know how to release and restore, it's going to feel draining and overwhelming. Remember that people are containers of energy. People are light. They're turning their light up, they're turning it down. We ooze energy, just like the sun, just like the moon. This would be the perfect time to reflect on your personal practices for your energy health. This would be the perfect time to reflect on how powerful you are and how bright you can turn your light on. But have you also ever thought that perhaps your energy might drain others? And I say this simply because we all give and take energy. We all dump on others. We give to others. And with that, it is your responsibility to know this and to clean it up yourself while not blaming others. This is a time to say, just be responsible for your energy. Develop the practices to release it so it doesn't feel so exhausting for you. Be aware of your energy and be aware of what you need. Be aware of what makes your life the best life for you and work on that. I truly hope this holiday season you experience calm and peace, or whatever it is that you are looking for during the season of lights. I hope that you're surrounded by people who love and support you, or you have the quiet time that you desire. I wish for you to shine your light so bright, though, that others recognize your soul and essence. And remember, from all that is above, loved ones, healers, helpers, the angels, the guides, those energetic beings that look upon us or help us, they see us as light, shining bright in all different colors, in red and blue and green and yellow and purple, just like the holiday lights. I'm Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Thank you so very much for listening. I wish you the best, and I wish you a season of discovering, of living your best self in your best life now and every day.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.